George Clooney lashes out at Trump, "We have to make America great again. We'll start in November." By Warner Todd Houston on January 2, 2026. French actor George Clooney struck back at President Donald Trump's snide remarks about him and urged Americans to kick Republicans out of office in the coming 2026 midterm elections. Clooney had attacked President Trump in an interview with Variety released on Monday, and the president responded in no uncertain terms, trolling Clooney for his many mediocre movies and celebrating the fact that Clooney is now a citizen of France and has left the USA. Trump reported the good news on New Year's Eve on his Truth Social account, calling Clooney and his wife, Amal, two of the worst political prognosticators of all time. Good news. George and Amal Clooney, two of the worst political prognosticators of all time, have officially become citizens of France, which is, sadly, in the midst of a major crime problem because of their absolutely horrendous handling of immigration, much like we had under sleepy Joe Biden, Trump needled. Remember when Clooney, after the now infamous debate, dumped Joe during a fundraiser, only to go on to the side of another stellar candidate, Jamala Kay, who is now fighting it out with the worst governor in the country, including Tim Walz, Gavin Newsom, for who is going to lead the Democrats to their future defeat, Trump added. Clooney got more publicity for politics than he did for his very few, and totally mediocre, movies. He wasn't a movie star at all. He was just an average guy who complained, constantly, about common sense in politics. Make America great again. The president concluded. In response, Clooney made a prediction that Democrats would take over the Senate and the House in the coming elections. I totally agree with the current president, he said. We have to make America great again. We'll start in November, he wrote, according to Variety. Trump is right about Clooney's films. For being a movie star, Clooney does not have a great box office draw on his own and has rarely had anything close to a hit. His top-earning film, Gravity, $716 million box office, is arguably Sandra Bullock's film more than his. And his next five films earning more than $200 million are ensemble films as opposed to George Clooney's solo efforts. Few of his solo efforts have moved the dial. And even the films that earned him Oscar nominations didn't break $100 million at the box office. In his Variety interview, Clooney disgorged a series of false claims about Trump and his performance in office that the paper reported uncritically. In one segment, Clooney disgorged the false claims that the U.S. economy is doing poorly and that Americans are paying higher costs than they did during the Biden years. Just straight up, it's the economy, stupid, Clooney exclaimed. It's more expensive now than it was when Joe Biden left office. And powerful people tend to overplay their hands. I think that cruelty, like separating children from their parents, although popular with small groups of people, doesn't play well with most Americans. Clooney, though, seems blissfully unaware that the costs of necessities are falling in most cases for average Americans who are not living in multi-million-dollar French villas. Gasoline is now almost half the price when Biden was in office. Food is cheaper, rent is down slightly, travel is less costly, wages are up, jobs for Americans are up, and inflation is down below Biden's bad old days. And growth is up to 4.3%, far higher than Biden's dismal 2.3% growth rate in 2024. All this has occurred since Trump took office for his second bifurcated term. Clooney then disgorged another Hollywoodism, saying that Trump's popularity is very low and it's not going to be shooting back up. This is also not true. Trump's approval rating has at the least remained steady and sometimes has even gone up. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.